Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning. Police are at the scene in Hillsboro where two people were shot overnight. Brett Neese is in the WRO Breaking News Tracker with information on the two homes where police are focusing this investigation.
And our cold front from yesterday has moved offshore. Following that, we'll see cooler, drier conditions. Just wait for that humidity to drop. I'll show you what it'll feel like.
And students at UNC will be back in class today after the campus was locked down for the second time in less than 3 weeks.
There's been two lockdowns in my freshman year, just starting school. You know, every time there's a loud noise, I flinch a little bit.
Kelsey Hoffey will join us live from campus, where this latest incident involving a gun is bringing back feelings of anxiety for students and staff. Different outcome, but also just the same feelings of stress and tension and anxiety there on the campus. We'll follow that story for you, as well as a lot of other top stories. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along here. Yeah, getting back to class, but back to normal will be a different thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see what that turns out to be as we cover this story. Elizabeth Carter is in the WRO Severe Weather Center as we get to our Thursday here. Friday is looking real good as soon as we get past this little heat and humidity still.
Yeah, we're still watching the changeover in our air mass from the warm, humid air mass to a cooler, drier air mass. And that changeover is in progress, but it is not complete yet. We take a live look at downtown Durham, where we're looking at partly cloudy skies. We've seen a nice little drop in our 6 a.m. temperature, so it's 69, and our dew points dropped to 66. We're going to watch that number dropping way down here to feeling dry and comfortable, and our temperature for tomorrow morning likely to be in the upper 50s. So we're going to continue to see that change for the next 24 hours. It is 64 in South Hill, 63 in Roxborough, and that's where the cooler, drier air is coming from. It's 68 Southern Pines and in Goldsboro, but we still are holding on to low 70s in some of our southern counties. Now, temperatures this afternoon will be near normal in the mid 80s, but we'll see with a drier air mass, temperatures cooling off faster. So if you're going to be out and about with the dogs or doing a little exercise this evening at 6 o'clock, it'll already be down into the upper 70s. So feeling good. Hurricane Lee, latest information out of the 5 o'clock advisory. It's a Cat 2 storm. And of course, it moves past Bermuda late tonight, early tomorrow morning. It brings some breezy conditions to us. And of course, rip current danger along the coast. We're going to take a look at that. It's already high right now. It's likely to be high for the next few days. We'll talk about what the rest of the impacts for the coast will be coming up.
It is 6:02 as we take a look at traffic this morning, looking at a little bit of a delay showing up there on 42 on the south side of Wake County, not too far from the Highway 50 intersection, not getting any reports of anything specifically causing that. Just the only delay really showing up right now on sensors throughout Wake County. Also quiet in Durham this morning as we get started in the 6 o'clock hour. Going to take you out to I-40 at 751, where traffic's flowing freely this morning. No delays between 15501 and 885, Jeff.
Breaking news we've been following in the overnight hours. Two people were shot overnight in Orange County. This happened West Orange Street in Hillsboro. And Brett Neese joins us now from the Hillsboro Police Department. Brett, you were at that scene all night long. I know information's been tough to come by. What can you tell us?
Yeah, Jeff, investigators not revealing a lot of details about this, but I can tell you they were out there for over 5 hours collecting evidence and taking pictures of that scene. Take a look. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of that scene on West Orange Street. Plenty of crime scene tape there that was stretched across multiple parts of Orange Street and had it blocked off for over 5 hours while they investigated. There were several evidence markers in the roadway as well. Then around 3:30, they took down most of that crime tape and then focused in on one of the homes there along Orange Street. And that's where they wrapped up their investigation just before 4:30 this morning. People who live in that area tell me that two people were shot and taken to the hospital. This morning, first responder radio traffic is revealing possible details on how this all unfolded.
We've got two victims shot. One's at 217, one's at 215. The one in 215 is out in the yard. 217 is the female inside the house.
I'm working to learn from police the current condition of those two people. I'm also asking them whether or not they have a suspect at this point. As soon as I get into those new details, I'm going to pass them along. Live in Hillsboro, Brittany, WRAL News.
A man is expected to make his first court appearance today after police say he waved a gun inside a bagel shop on UNC's campus. The incident forced the university to go on its second lockdown in less than 3 weeks. Students will return to classes this morning, less than 24 hours after the lockdown.
Officers arrested 27-year-old Mikel Harris yesterday afternoon. A witness captured the moments those officers tracked him down to an apartment complex on Formosa Lane in Chapel Hill. That's just north of campus. Harris is being held in the Orange County Jail right now. WRL plans to be there this afternoon when he appears in court.
It's been a hard start to the school year for students and staff who will be going back to the classroom today. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from UNC's campus this morning, where many are understandably feeling anxious. Kelsey. Renee, good morning. Students are returning to the classroom today here at UNC's campus just one day after the second lockdown of the semester. For many of the students, faculty, and staff here, that moment yesterday brought back the trauma of what happened here, a deadly shooting just weeks ago. Sirens blared throughout campus yesterday when the school was under lockdown. At 12:55 p.m., Alert Carolina sent an emergency notification about an armed and dangerous person on or near campus. The all clear was given a little over 2 hours later. Students say the two scary situations already this year have them on edge.
It's absolutely insane. Nobody should have to go through this once. Nobody should ever feel like the fear of the possibility of having to go through this. And the fact that it's happened twice is absolutely insane.
And something else that makes what happened yesterday so chilling is that university staff met yesterday, earlier that day, to discuss protocol for lockdowns and active shooter situations, a moment that they were hoping would never happen again, especially so soon. And the chancellor released a statement yesterday saying that they will have mental health support available for students, faculty, and staff. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Chapel Hill. Wednesday's lockdown also happened one day after UNC students went to the General Assembly in Raleigh demanding change after a professor died in a campus shooting. WRL asked House Speaker Tim Moore about the students' call for action in light of yesterday's gun incident on campus.
I certainly think that we need to continue to invest in law enforcement. I think we need to make sure that there are resources there to protect students. I mean, I have a son who's a student there. I take this very seriously.
Students who rallied at the General Assembly say we need what they call common sense gun laws, like red flag laws and background checks. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we will hear from one student who was working on campus yesterday when he jumped into action to keep people safe. When we are not on the air, you can also find the most up-to-date information on WRAL.com and on the WRAL News app. This includes a timeline of yesterday's events and law enforcement response, as well as information on the suspect.
Not far from there in Durham, a special dedication ceremony is happening today for Durham's newest high school building. It's the official ribbon cutting for Northern High School. The ceremony is at 10 a.m. That ribbon cutting comes after what has been a violent first week of classes at Northern High School. We have learned there have been a dozen fights there since classes started last week. A student was stabbed Monday, sending the school into lockdown. WRL spoke with Laverne Maddox with DPS Student Support Services. Maddox says there's a rapid response team made up of counselors, social workers, and other support staff that is able to report to schools in these types of situations. She told us about other plans in place to get students to talk to trusted adults in their high schools.
To provide social, emotional support through restorative practices, restorative circles, through journaling opportunities, just any way that we can get students talking about their feelings and providing adult, trusted adult support for them.
Maddox says the district developed social and emotional curriculum in every high school to help students process emotions from events like the recent fights. She also says it's important for parents to communicate with their children about their emotions.
This morning, the man charged with murdering a Moore County woman will be back in court in Montgomery County. James Dunmore was the boyfriend of Alicia Watts. He could face life in prison without parole or the death penalty if he's convicted. Dunmore has been in jail since his first court appearance on August 28th.
Pretty sticky situation for cruise passengers stranded on a ship that has run aground in Greenland.
We had just taken off from the glacier and we sort of realized very, very quickly that we were about to get stuck in the mud.
And they did. Ken Smith will join us after the break to tell us how crews are attempting to free that ship and how passengers on board are holding up.
And the manhunt is over for an escaped inmate in Pennsylvania after a two-week search. Coming up, we break down what's next for Danilo Cavalcante. Elizabeth.
And of course, we're changing our air mass. It's going to start to cool down gradually this morning. We'll still see a high of 84 for this afternoon, but some very cool morning lows in the 50s. Looking forward to that for sure. We'll talk more about the tropics as well. Several things to catch you up on coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12, just a little bit of daylight starting to light up the horizon here in downtown Sanford, looking beautiful. We'll see mostly sunny skies, just a few passing clouds still as our cold front is pushing off the coast. A little bit on the muggy side. We're looking at dew points in the upper 60s right now, but that will continue to drop through the day today. Temperatures in the upper 60s as you're heading out the door across most of the area. We'll climb into the mid 80s this afternoon, which is normal for this time of year. And if you're walking the dog this evening, it really should feel pleasant. We should notice a drop in our humidity and our temperature at 5, 6 o'clock, upper 70s to low 80s. There's some really nice mornings in our forecast with cooler temperatures. I'll show you how long that will last and how dry it will be for the next several days. Coming up, Brian.
6:13, Elizabeth, as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle this morning, tracking our first crash of the morning up on the north side of Raleigh at Falls of Neuse Road at Hunting Ridge Road. According to Raleigh 911, this is a crash with injuries. I'm not seeing big delays at this point between Newton and Spring Forest Roads, but I'll watch the sensors there and let you know if that changes. We're looking good in Durham and Chapel Hill, and as we take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now, not picking up any unusual delays. Coming in from Durham on 40 eastbound, no trouble between 885 and Wade Avenue.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, a devastating update this morning in Libya. Officials now saying 20,000 people are feared dead after Mediterranean storm Daniel. Previous estimates put the number of dead at 6,000 with 10,000 people still missing. That number this morning climbing to a potential 20,000 people dead. The storm caused two dams to collapse, sending waves more than 20 feet high and water sweeping through towns. Now, they say if that 20,000 number is correct, that would mean about a fifth of the city's population is dead.
That estimated death toll, just heartbreaking. The impact of the most recent lockdown on UNC's campus was felt all across campus. Students shared their experiences with WREL after having to take cover for the second time in less than 3 weeks. One student was working at Rams Head Recreational Center and felt responsible for the people inside. Another was doing his best to stay informed.
We were hesitant to close. We saw people running, but we were like, is it a situation? Like, what's going on? And then we got the alert Carolina, and we were like, okay, emergency plan, everybody into the locker rooms, like everybody away from windows.
I was listening to the EMS, or the Orange County EMS as well. So we kind of knew what was going on. We knew that there was just one shooter, no shots had been fired, and then it was just an armed and dangerous person. So it felt a little bit more safe.
The emergency siren sounded 9 minutes after students' 911 call.
After a two-week manhunt, the convicted murderer who escaped from a Pennsylvania prison is now back behind bars, this time at a maximum security facility. Danilo Cavalcante was arrested Wednesday morning after police found him in a wooded area about 30 miles from the county prison where he escaped. Following his capture, he was taken to a state correctional institution where he will serve his life sentence for first-degree murder. And in addition to that, Cavalcante has been charged with felony escape. He is expected to be in court again for a preliminary hearing September 27th. And coming up this morning on Today, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and State Police Colonel Christopher Paris speak out in a live interview with Savannah and Hoda.
More legal trouble this morning for the president's son, Hunter Biden. He's filed a lawsuit against a former Trump White House aide. In the suit, Hunter claims Garrett Ziegler violated state and federal data laws by creating an online searchable database of thousands of emails from Biden. The lawsuit was filed yesterday. It mentions Ziegler's nonprofit group and 10 other unidentified people.
This morning, more than 200 cruise ship passengers are stranded in a remote part of the world. Their ship ran aground off the coast of Greenland earlier this week. WRL's Ken Smith is here with the ongoing efforts to try to free that ship and get those passengers back safely, either on land or back out on the water, Ken.
Yeah, Jeff, this dream vacation no longer fun. The Ocean Explorer carrying 206 passengers and crew, including some Americans. The ship is on a 22-day expedition through the Arctic Circle. It departed Norway September 1st. High tide isn't working to free that ship. A research ship tried to give it a tug. That didn't work either. The other concern, at least three passengers are sick with COVID, but the ship says those passengers are in isolation.
I don't think it's spreading. I think it's been contained. There are a few people that are a bit sort of wheezy and coughy, and you sort of try and avoid them. But I don't particularly think it's spreading. I think, you know, the crew's doing a great job. People who have COVID have been confined, and most people have been vaccinated, you know, three, four, five times.
Well, that passenger joked her only concern is the ship running out of alcohol, and she took some swimming lessons before she left port, so she might have to swim to Iceland. Well, a Danish naval ship is en route, but it's not expected to get there until maybe tomorrow evening, and that depends on weather conditions. Again, this is a 22-day trip, and it's not over yet.
What do you do? I mean, high tide didn't work. The fishing boat thing didn't work. I mean, goodness. And swimming is not going to be an option.
No.
They're north of the Arctic Circle.
I mean, right, this there is a remote part of Greenland's national park.
Well, now they'll have bonus time to enjoy that view, but such unfortunate circumstances. Mm.
Glass half full, Renee.
Ken, thank you. Today, parents of Nash County Public School students can get a tutorial on how to navigate the school district's app. The event is happening at Southern Nash High School's Media Center from 1:30 this afternoon until 6 p.m. You can schedule an appointment or walk in. Just make sure to bring an ID with you. Parents will get guidance on how to navigate PowerSchool, the parent portal, and rooms through the NCPC app. School officials hope this will help parents stay more informed on how their child is doing in school. Meanwhile, we're making progress on our weather as far as turning that corner toward fall. Elizabeth, today will be pleasant, but tomorrow's the really nice day.
I tell you what, when you open the door tomorrow morning, you're going to be like, oh, wait, this feels like fall. Temperatures will drop into the 50s overnight tonight. It's still on the pleasant side out there this morning, but we haven't seen that big drop yet. The cold front is still moving offshore, so we're just still working on changing over our atmosphere. In Goldsboro, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. So take a live look at Apex and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, there's our Fayetteville newsroom there on Hay Street. We take a look at the big picture. And of course, we have Lee that is going to be bypassing Bermuda overnight tonight and sitting off the coast of North Carolina. So rip current danger for sure. But we'll actually have some breezy conditions here. It's not going to be anything, you know, extreme, but you'll just notice the winds picking up a little bit for today and tomorrow. Matter of fact, here's a look at our wind gusts as we get through the next few hours. We could see even by 9 or 10 o'clock this morning, some winds gusting up to 15 to 20 miles per hour. Haven't seen much wind out there just yet, but as that storm continues to move farther north, we'll see some breezy conditions out of the north. That's going to help to push all the humidity out of our area too, which is going to feel nice. Along the coast, we're going to see winds gusting up to 35, 40 miles per hour. That's not likely to cause much damage. It's just going to feel like a windy day at the beach. And as we get into Friday, we'll see winds gusting 10 to 15, not nearly enough to cause any problems. Like I said, just it'll feel a little bit breezy for us this afternoon and tomorrow. Durham Bulls have a homestand. Matter of fact, the last one of the regular season, and boy, the weather looks nice for it. Tonight, 78, Friday, 75, Saturday, 83 at game time, and Sunday's game time, 105, looking at 78 degrees, so feeling great. Bugfest, a big popular event at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. Some outdoor, some inside events. It'll feel great. Lots of sunshine, temperatures in the mid-80s for highs. If you're headed to the mountains over the weekend, we don't have color yet. Color doesn't really get ramped up until we get into the early part of October. But the forecast looks great. Just a small chance for storms. 80 in Asheville, 73 in Boone. At the beaches, you want to stay out of the water this weekend. It'll be pleasant with a high around 80 degrees. That water temperature is warm, but the rip current danger is high today, and it will stay that way, of course, for the rest of the week. Also, coastal flooding and beach erosion are a possibility as well. So be careful at the coast, even though the weather will be nice. Hurricane Lee, winds at 100 miles per hour, moving north at 9 miles per hour now, moving past Bermuda, as I mentioned tonight, and then on up into the Canadian Mariana. Maritimes. Again, we've got some coastal impacts, and for us, it just turns a little bit breezy. More storms out there. Margo is just going to move into the North Atlantic and dissipate, but this system could become Nigel and take a similar path to what we've seen with Lee and with Franklin. Watch the two computer models, one in red and one in white, by next Thursday, a week from now. It's possible that that storm could be near Bermuda. At this point, we've not seen any models pushing it into the United States. Looking beautiful tomorrow with a high of 80 with sunshine, some very pleasant conditions. Our next best chance of rain, just an isolated storm on Sunday, Brian.
Elizabeth, at 622, we are still tracking this crash up on the north side of Raleigh at Falls of Neuse at Hunting Ridge. Still not seeing any big delays with that one. Reportedly, it is a crash with injury, so it may be a little more of an involved clearing process. But between Newton Road and Spring Forest Road, look out for some potential delays and certainly some activity out there getting that cleared up. Still looking good around the rest of Wake County and in Durham. We're all quiet on I-40 as we take a look at the downtown part of Durham at 147 at Alston Avenue. Both directions looking fine. Getting a little busier on that northbound side, but no big delays as you head into downtown.
Brian, thanks. NSYNC reunited for the VMAs this week, and if that weren't exciting enough, they've now announced their first new song in 20 years. We have a preview of it coming up in What's Trending.
Somebody's excited. Plus, an interesting assignment for police in Missouri, trying to catch a lemur. We'll show you how the officers were finally able to catch up to it. And we have a look at your NC Education lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
It's been a big week for NSYNC. The boy band is releasing its first new song in over 20 years.
How about this? Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yes, the PR machine is working.
Yeah.
The song called Better Place is part of the upcoming Trolls Band Together movie. Fans got a sneak peek of the song in the new trailer released at midnight. There you have it. The announcement comes just one day after the band reunited at the 2023 MTV Video Music Awards. Justin Timberlake will voice the role of Branch in the movie, which is a role he's played since 2016.
Oh, love the movie Trolls. And now we get another edition of the Trolls movie. But that song, come on. I mean, JT teaming up with NSYNC again. And, you know, Brian, not as big of a fan of NSYNC as I thought yesterday when we were going through all those song lyrics. I know you're kind of tired of it. But,
well, you know, I was born in 2007, so that is old people music. Now, here's a story I care about. Chipotle is bringing back its most popular menu item, carne asada. Last time it was on the menu was back in 2020. And to celebrate its return, Chipotle is waiving the delivery fee on all carne asada orders placed through its app and website today through October 1st.
Third go-round. First time it's been in a quesadilla. That is the offering right now. The first time this came out, sold it to 10 million customers. So don't know why they keep bringing these things back. Why do they ever get rid of them in the first place if they're that popular, right?
I know. I will have it anyway.
Yeah, right?
Brian, thank you. A lemur on the loose sends police in Springfield, Missouri on a wild chase. On Tuesday, officers and some community members found a pet lemur running around in the road. Officers were finally able to catch the runaway. The lemur was taken to animal control before being reunited with its owner.
High school football is back tomorrow, so don't miss Football Friday. We have highlights from more than 20 games at 11:35 on WRAL. After High School OT Live, streaming on WRL Sports Plus, that begins at 7 o'clock.
I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRL Breaking News Tracker in Hillsboro this morning, where two people are in the hospital after being shot overnight. Coming up, the new details that first responder radio traffic is revealing.
Last night's cold front is out of here, and gradually we're starting to see a much more pleasant air mass starting to drop into the 60s in some places. This time tomorrow, temperatures will be in the 50s, and I'll show you how many very crisp mornings are in our forecast coming up.
Students are coming back to the classroom today here at UNC's campus just one day after the school's second lockdown this semester. Just ahead, how students are coping with two scary situations that happened within weeks of each other.